This is the Our Inheritance podcast, where we focus on stories about climate solutions. We explore different pathways to a future where we not only put less carbon into our atmosphere, but where we actually begin to draw down that amount to a level that is sustainable for all life on Earth. My name is Alex, and in this episode, we'll explore forest conservation as a climate change solution. Our world is heating up, and we're behind it, so what can we do? We keep using fossil fuels, we continue to destroy our world by releasing carbon into our atmosphere. So what is there to do about it? According to Drawdown, one of our options is trying to take that carbon back out of the atmosphere. If the world were to follow Drawdown's recommendations and protect as few as 500 extra hectares of Earth, it could keep up to 8.5 gigatons of carbon out of the atmosphere as of 2050. Through protecting existing forests and planting new ones, our carbon emissions can be effectively counteracted. Trees are something known as carbon sinks, meaning that they absorb carbon and then they hold onto it. When people cut down forests and burn wood, it releases all of that carbon straight back into the atmosphere. So, by preserving forests and planting more of them, it ensures more carbon is drawn back into the earth and out of the atmosphere than is released. According to experts, forests are key to holding onto our planet's carbon. Continued logging serves to release a ton of carbon, as well as destroying existing forests, thus exponentially increasing carbon release. So, one way to slow the effects of climate change is utilizing forests to sequester said carbon. For that to work, we would need to greatly decrease our logging of established forests, and to preserve more forests. Forests hold onto carbon, so when those trees are cut down and used for fuel, that puts the carbon straight back into the atmosphere. Cutting down trees in general takes away that storage space for carbon, and cutting down the trees entirely stops them from absorbing any more carbon, obviously. The Minnesota DNR does considerable work with this, and as Mr. Henry McCann said, he states,
"The work that DNR does for tree planting and reforestation is a natural climate solution that increases carbon sequestration. And sort of in a broad sense, the management work that we do on our forests contributes to the sort of long-term sustainability of forests as a carbon sink over time."
The DNR also keeps track of the growth of trees, surveying them every few years to see how much they've grown. Through this, they're able to keep track of how much carbon a given tree has taken in since it was last surveyed. The carbon intake, as measured by the DNR, has gone up across Minnesota forests recently, according to McCann. He explains how we use surveying of trees to keep track of how much carbon they sequester, saying,
"So we use the amount of tissue that a tree actually added, right? And translate that into an amount of carbon, which can be translated into amount of carbon dioxide equivalent. So that's how we sort of do our monitoring and measurement of carbon sequestration at the moment."
He also mentions that one of the biggest problems facing us currently is when we convert forests into non-forest lands, saying,
"The conversion of forests to a non-forest use in a permanent way is a problem. What it does is it reduces the long-term potential carbon sequestration on that parcel of land going out into the future."
The other main problem is the global component. The vast majority of forests aren't in North America, much less Minnesota, but are global. The biggest, of course, the Amazon rainforest, is facing intense logging and destruction for agricultural areas. Other large forests across the world face similar issues. Some organizations, such as the Rainforest Alliance, are trying to change this by protecting forests. However, since humans began farming, the amount of trees on Earth has fallen by 46%, according to Drawdown. So even despite the work by independent groups, the damage done to ecosystems and carbon release through deforestation is immense. In the article, Hycranian Forest Conservation Based on Ecosystem Services Approach, in the Environmental Earth Science Journal in 2017, researchers analyzed the effects of various different variables on the Hycranian forests. One of their variables that they analyzed was carbon, and the study showed a link between the biodiversity in a forest leading to higher amounts of carbon being stored by trees. Through this, it can be extrapolated that protecting wildlife and other parts of ecosystems within forests will thus lead to higher carbon sequestration. By protecting every part of forests rather than just the trees, it's likely that more carbon will be sequestered over time, leading to a higher amount of carbon drawdown. By keeping more forests preserved in the natural state that things were, more carbon ends up being sequestered, plus more natural space could lead to more ecotourism and related industries. On the other hand, decreasing the logging industry and other tree products can create a demand for it far higher than what it should be. The article Bioenergy versus Forest Conservation, a Partial Equilibrium Analysis of the Swedish Forest Raw Materials Market from the Scandinavian Journal of Forest Research in 2020 states that by reducing the amount of forest harvested, despite helping with carbon sequestration, it drives demand for wood-based products. But on the other hand, as climate-based calamities continue to occur, such as wildfires and more sporadic weather, the productivity even of the land set aside for logging diminishes due to wildfires and other issues that come about due to climate change. The journal mainly analyzes how these affect demand for wood products and the climate effects of keeping more versus less forests for conservation as opposed to logging. In the future, I'd like to hope that people will start to follow some of Drawdown's ideas. If not forest conservation, something else, and if not Drawdown, some other plan to take the climate crisis from a complete and utter disaster from our world's ecosystems to something that resembles how the world might have looked had we not intervened and destroyed all of it. Drawdown can provide the jumping-off point for people to begin to brainstorm and think about how we can improve the world around us. I'd like to thank the Blake School Environmental Science Program and research support staff for helping source, cite, and fact-check this podcast. I'd also like to thank Britt Ganganis at the Minnesota Pollution Control Agency, Mary Oldham Hanneman from the University of Minnesota Institute on the Environment, and Blake Parent, Joseph Barasanzi for their interview support. I'd like to thank Mr. Henry McCann for taking the time to talk with me about climate change solutions. And if you enjoyed this podcast, please subscribe, rate, leave a review, all that good stuff. And check out other podcasts. Thank you.